Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, arguably the most important election in the country this year is Wisconsin's state Supreme Court race, April 1st, pitting Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel against Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford. The left wing in Wisconsin won the partisan state Supreme Court on a 4-3 majority when Janet Protasiewicz beat Daniel Kelly 2 years ago. Now, Republicans and those in the right are looking to win back the court in this nonpartisan race. We'll hear from both candidates ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. On this past Sunday's state-syndicated Upfront television show, WISN-TV's political director Matt Smith and his fellow co-host Jaron Jordan both interviewed both candidates for state Supreme Court, starting with Brad Schimmel. They began by talking about the race that conservative Daniel Kelly lost to liberal Janet Protasiewicz by 11 points in 2023, and Schimmel was asked if he's running a different campaign.
This has been an entirely different kind of campaign. Right from the start, I got in this race 16 months before Election Day because I recognized a couple things. First off, you can't count on running television ads to win the race. You've got to go meet voters where they are and listen to what concerns them. It makes you a better candidate. It'll make you a better public servant, too. I also recognized that I needed to try to avoid a primary. We all saw that primary in 2023 was so divisive, so expensive. And, you know, the winner comes out limping to Election Day with a mere 6 weeks to go. It's hard to put it back together.
On Upfront this past Sunday, Schimmel was asked if he's embracing how political the elections for Wisconsin's nonpartisan state Supreme Court seats have become.
You have to face the reality. You know, to a large degree, the conservative candidate in 23 was running a race from 30 years ago. It is different now. You still can't break the rules. And I was, part of the reason I got in this race was because in 2023, I watched a candidate promising how they were going to rule on cases. That's breaking the rules.
Referencing Janet Protasiewicz, the winner in that state Supreme Court contest 2 years ago. Meanwhile, Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford's interview on Upfront this past Sunday began this way.
I want to start with the last Supreme Court race that we had in Wisconsin 2 years ago. Many people said that race, specifically Justice Protasiewicz, really opened the door to how political these races have become. Are you embracing that during your campaign?
Well, look, I think...
Or are you pushing it a little further?
I think it's important for voters to know who the candidates are. So I have spent a lot of time talking about my record, my background as a prosecutor, as a lawyer representing people in court and standing up for their rights, and now as a judge. And I think it's important for voters to know the work I've done and something about my values. And I think there's appropriate ways for judicial candidates to talk about those things. So that's what I plan to do.
On Sunday's Upfront, Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge and former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel was asked if conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn made the right decision recently when he said he'd recuse himself when the court takes up the challenge to Act 10.
You know, only he can know that. There are certain circumstances where a judicial official must recuse. If you have a personal stake or your immediate family has a personal stake in this, like you stand to gain or lose money based on the outcome, you must recuse. Otherwise, it becomes a personal judgment call. Justice Hagedorn made that assessment and concluded that based on the history he has, he couldn't in this case. So I would say then, yes, it is the right decision. If you make that searching of your conscience and that's where you land, then yes, you should get out of the case.
Would you ever recuse yourself from cases involving Act 10?
Well, I didn't have any involvement in Act 10. By the time I was elected attorney general, the cases were all done in the Supreme Court and the federal courts. If there was anything lingering, I didn't have any direct involvement. And I certainly, you know, Justice Hagedorn was the governor's chief legal counsel. When that law was being drafted and created, he had a very direct role that I didn't have.
What do you think about Justice Hagedorn broadly?
He's a good, decent man. When I was Attorney General, he was still, for part of that time, the governor's chief legal counsel. So we worked together regularly on the issues affecting our state. And I respect his willingness. He's doing what he thinks is right. I don't always agree with his decisions, but He's doing what he believes is the right thing to do.
I'm sure you hear that. I'm sure you hear that on the campaign trail. Some Republicans not too happy with how he's done.
Absolutely, sure.
Again, Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel, former Republican Attorney General, on Upfront this past Sunday as we bring you both candidates for state Supreme Court in a huge election for a 10-year term on the state's high court, being decided on April 1st as Justice Ann Walsh Bradley retiring from the court at the end of her term, leaving that vacancy on the 7-member court. Meanwhile, with conservative Justice Hagedorn saying that he'd recuse himself from the Act 10 case, conservatives are urging Justice Protasiewicz to do the same. Judge Susan Crawford was asked on Sunday's Upfront if she thinks that Justice Protasiewicz should recuse herself from the Act 10 case.
You know, I guess what I would say is that I expect Justice Protasiewicz to do exactly what the law requires in this situation, which is to closely look at the facts and the parties in the case and the legal issue that is being raised, and to apply the law as found in the judicial code and to make her own determination about whether she believes she can be fair and impartial in that case. That's what I do when I'm asked to recuse from a case, or if I spot an issue in a case that I think might warrant some consideration of recusal. You know, I look at what the facts are and make a determination based on the law. And that's what I think she should do. And it's not my position or anybody else's to tell her how to reach that conclusion.
Would you recuse yourself from any cases involving Act 10?
I would engage in the analysis that I just mentioned. I think it's really important to do that on a case-by-case basis. And again, just to maintain impartiality, I would have to not make that decision until I had conducted that full analysis. So I'm not going to announce in advance how I would decide such issues. That's part of the decision-making process in a case.
Even though your firm, you used to work for, represented teachers in a lawsuit looking to overturn
it. That's true, and that's work I'm proud of. I represented public school teachers in a legal challenge to Act 10. I was in court fighting for their rights in the workplace after the government took them away. Act 10, you know, the public, I think, kind of tends to think of it as like one uniform thing. It was a 50-page long bill that changed many different provisions of the Wisconsin statutes. So if there were another case presented to me involving some part of Act 10, I would look at which part is being challenged there, who are the parties bringing that action, and is that a case that I can be fair and impartial on, a case where I have not previously taken a position on the specific issue being raised.
Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford, in her appearance this past Sunday on the state syndicated Upfront show here on Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. More on recusal, as Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel was asked Sunday if he'd back any efforts to impose recusal rules for members of the state Supreme Court.
I'd want to see what they are. It really does come down to this question about where do you stand.
Is there a metric that you would look at to see whether there's a need for that?
Well, you asked would I support putting in place some rules, and I'd want to know what those were before I decide whether I'd support that or not.
Is there a case or issue that you know right now that you would recuse yourself from?
I don't offhand. I will always do that same searching of my conscience, and can I set a political or personal view aside? So I don't have anything that I'm looking forward saying, oh boy, I'm out on this because I couldn't possibly be objective. I don't know. If that day comes, I'll do the right thing and step back.
I want to quickly give you a chance to respond to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign complaint that they filed against you this past week. The Journal Sentinel published some comments. It sounds like you were talking to supporters, making some jokes about how you're asking for support. You said, begging people, please consider getting involved or supporting my race. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says, well, you're breaking the judicial code by asking for money. Did you break the judicial code?
No, I wasn't making any solicitation that day, and I don't. I don't ask people for money. I'm not supposed to do that, and I don't. What I was doing was I was drawing the contrast between how money comes in. Because the Liberal candidate, they get in the race, and there's a national fundraising machine that they flip the switch on, and money comes pouring in. So I was drawing that comparison for people to understand how different the work is for us. But I wasn't asking anybody to make the donations.
Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel from this past Sunday on the state syndicated Upfront show. Meanwhile, his opponent In the state Supreme Court contest April 1st, Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford was asked Sunday if she'd support any efforts to impose recusal rules for the court.
Well, we do have a judicial code in Wisconsin that does set standards for recusal and conflicts of interest and similar topics for judges. And I think it's a workable system. But I also welcome any opportunities to strengthen and improve a system like that.
Here's more of what State Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel's interview this past Sunday on Upfront sounded like.
This election comes within the first 100 days of the Trump administration. You were out in Washington, D.C. for some inaugural events in January. Elon Musk has thrown his support behind you as well. How big of a factor do you think that President Trump and the Trump administration will play in this race?
You know, I have no idea. I woke up one day, I think it was a Thursday, and all sorts of people had sent me texts saying, hey, look what Elon Musk said about you. I didn't know that was coming. I've never met or talked to him. I'm welcoming anybody that can help me get the word out about this race, help me raise support. I suspect President Trump is aware of this race. It's been identified by many as the most important race in America in 2025, and they're probably right.
Do you like a Trump endorsement?
Who wouldn't want the endorsement of the sitting president who is enjoying high popularity right now? And whether you like what he's doing or not, I think anybody has to acknowledge that he's accomplished an awful lot since November 5th. Even before he was officially sworn in, he was doing an awful lot of things that have moved the ball on promises he made. I appreciate that about him, that when he makes campaign promises, he considers those something that he's supposed to carry out. So I do appreciate that about him.
Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel from his interview on the Upfront show this past Sunday. Here's more of Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford's interview from this past Sunday.
As you know, there's a ton of money being pumped into this campaign, and there will be over the next 7 weeks. Republicans recently have been criticizing you for attending a recent briefing with Democratic donors.
Yeah.
The subject of that invitation was chance to put two more House seats in play for 2026. Now that all of this is public, would you attend that same briefing again with donors?
Yeah, you know, for that particular group, there was a Zoom meeting. I entered that meeting, introduced myself, told the group a bit about the race. I did not comment on anything related to the congressional maps. That's not a topic I have commented on either publicly or privately in any sense. And then I left the meeting. And groups like that, organizations like that, have the issues that they care about, that they want to talk about amongst themselves. They have a First Amendment right to have those kinds of discussions on the issues they care about. It's not up to me to set their agenda.
Did you know that was the subject or the premise of the meeting before you entered it?
I don't believe I did. I hadn't seen the email, and I wasn't part of the meeting at which they discussed that issue at all.
Republicans say that you're attempting to sell congressional seats to raise funds from Democratic billionaires.
It's ridiculous. It is an absolutely ridiculous assertion. And I told that group what I tell every group that I appear in front of, which is that I am pledging to be a fair and impartial justice.
Again, that's Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford from her interview on Upfront this past Sunday on Chippewa Valley This Week here on WWIB and WOGO with the State Supreme Court contest occurring on April 1st, our spring election for a 10-year term on the court, replacing the outgoing justice retiring Ann Walsh Bradley. Now, abortion rights is another hot topic in that contest, the state Supreme Court race there between conservative Justice Brad Schimmel from Waukesha County and liberal Susan Crawford from Dane County. On Sunday's Upfront, Schimmel was asked,
are you seeking or would you like the endorsement of Pro-Life Wisconsin?
I'm not seeking the endorsement.
Yeah.
I haven't filled out any questionnaires for them. I'm looking for support of Wisconsin voters. That's why I've campaigned in every single one of our 72 counties, at least once in every county, and I'm continuing to just run laps, going to the voters directly with my message about restoring objectivity and integrity and humility to our court.
Abortion also came up when Judge Susan Crawford sat with the Upfront host this past Sunday.
Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin has endorsed your campaign.
Yes.
In the endorsement. They said that you've, quote, protected access to reproductive health care. Did you commit to them, or do you commit to them, that you will do that as a justice?
Yeah, no, I did not. And I would never make any kind of promise to any organization like that to, you know, deliver some kind of result. At the same time, I am, you know, I'm proud of the work that I did as a lawyer in our courts, fighting for people's rights, including Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin and their doctors to protect their right to deliver health care services to women without having to be in fear of felony prosecution for doing it.
You represented Planned Parenthood.
I did.
Do you think that you should recuse yourself from any case involving abortion?
I do not. I think that it is important in any case that comes before the court to make those determinations about whether I can be fair and impartial based on what the particular facts are, what the particular legal challenge might be in a case like that, and to make a decision based on whether I can be impartial in that particular case. The law does not require judges to automatically recuse just because they have done some kind of legal work in the past as a lawyer. But I am committed to only hearing cases and only sitting on cases where I believe I can be fair and impartial.
Finally, Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel on Sunday's Upfront was asked if his values dictate how he'll rule.
No, and this kind of goes back to the discussion about recusal. If my values are dictating how I'm going to rule, then that's a problem. Now, if you're talking about values like respect for other people, I mean, these are things I consider values. My parents taught me respect other people, leave things better than you found them. I respect the limits on your power as a judge, respect the separation of powers, respect the Constitution, the law. Those are all values that absolutely will affect my decision making. But personal opinions, no, they don't have any role.
And finally, Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford was asked on Sunday's Upfront what type of impact she thinks that President Trump and his administration's first 100 days will have on the April 1st Supreme Court race in Wisconsin.
You know, I'm not a politician, so that's a little bit above my pay grade to make those kinds of guesses. I'm not a pundit. I don't predict these kinds of things. You know, I think that some of his decisions are spawning a lot of litigation. Those will be in the federal courts for the most part. And people should be watching what's happening, paying attention. I think that's important always for people to be engaged in the political process, both what's happening at the national level and the state level.
Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford from the left and Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel, former Republican Attorney General, both squaring off in what some are saying is the most important race being decided in 2025, the Wisconsin State Supreme Court race for a 10-year term on the state's highest court, as Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, a justice on the left, is retiring. Will those on the left hold on to their 4-3 majority on the state's highest court? Only time will tell. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson, thanking Upfront for the audio they provided from their interviews with both judges this past Sunday and for allowing us to bring it to you here on Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. Thanks for listening.